Florida deserves
better justice.
Florida deserves
better justice.
The Florida Campaign for Criminal Justice Reform is made up of organizations including the American Civil Liberties Union and Southern Poverty Law Center. The group is focused on bringing changes to sentencing laws, visitation rules, and other matters that affect Florida's prison population.
My son William was given a natural life sentence at only 21 years old for a nonviolent, no physical harm crime. A natural life sentence means exactly that. You will remain in prison until you are no longer alive.
Audrey Hudgens has a personal stake in seeing reforms. Big on her list is mandatory minimum sentencing.
It is our prayer that we can get these mandatory minimum life sentences, as well as all other unjust sentences, reformed so the punishment fits the crime every single time.
Hudgens insists under normal sentencing guidelines, her son would have been sentenced to up to 16 years in prison, but Florida law didn't allow for that.
My son's crime was armed robbery, which is considered a violent crime as it should be. However, armed robbery in itself does not carry a life sentence. He received his life sentence due to Florida's Prisoner Releasee Reoffender Law, PRR.
As a result, Hudgens says for the money her son stole during his crime, Florida taxpayers shell out upwards of $20,000 per year just to house him in prison. Republican Senator Jeff Brandis is also critical of mandatory minimums. He's the lawmaker behind the Florida First Step Act, the state's proposed version of the National Criminal Justice Reform Act, signed into law months ago.
The state has over 100 different mandatory minimums, and we catch all kinds of dolphins in that tuna net.
Brandis says mandatory minimums in most cases leave judges without their own discretion in sentencing.
It is just amazing to see how damaging no discretion to judges is in this process, and how the legislature has removed that over time.
And he says some harsh sentencing practices affect the formerly incarcerated well after they've finished serving their time.
It's damaging to see how we've added third felonies to different offenses because, you know what, look, they didn't learn the first and the second time, so boy, we're going to get them the third time. And that third time is a life sentence because you'll carry that felony with you the rest of your life in every job application that you go through.
Brandis's bill looks to chip away at mandatory minimum sentencing, starting with those related to drug trafficking. But to people like Audrey Hudgens, that doesn't go far enough.
These reforms must go beyond the nonviolent and low-level drug offenders to include violent crimes as well.
Judy Thompson is president of nonprofit advocacy group Forgotten Majority. She also has a son in prison and spoke at the Capitol about visitation rights.
Almost a year ago to date, a group of advocates protested FDC's callous decision to roll back in-person visitation in favor of promoting JPay's inferior video visitation at $2.95 a pop.
Thompson says there are devastating effects of denying the incarcerated face-to-face time with loved ones.
There are immeasurable benefits of being able to touch, hug, kiss, look into the eyes of your loved one.
The Florida Campaign for Criminal Justice Reform is also asking legislators to consider racial disparities in the state prison system as it relates to the First Step Act. Scott McCoy is with the Southern Poverty Law Center Action Fund.
Well, looking at the snapshot of the prison population, in September of 2018, 67% of people in prison for robbery convictions were black, while they were only about 47% of Florida's prison population. That's important because both the gain time provisions and the safety valve provisions have carve-outs for dangerous crimes, making those individuals ineligible to have the benefit of the carve-out.
Angel Sanchez was tried as an adult when he was a teenager and served 12 years in prison. The Miami native, now 36 years old, can now call himself a graduate of the University of Central Florida. He's now working on a law degree at the University of Miami, and he visited the Capitol Wednesday to call for change.
We want to let folks know that there are real lives that are impacted by this. It's creating a legacy of incarceration. It's hurting our community because individuals are coming out worse than they went in. And so we're hoping that we could do something comprehensively, which is make our streets safer, create a more just system, and at the same time, be a lot more fiscally conservative and wise with our money.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.